Texas and California were the first to offer in-state college tuition to residents, regardless of their citizenship status. That was in 2001. A number of Texas state legislators have vowed to repeal it during this session on the grounds that it is an incentive for people to immigrate illegally. Denton Representative Myra Crownover says that these benefits make it harder to enforce the country's immigration laws.
I believe in the rule of law, and I think we have to get rid of every incentive.
The in-state tuition benefit applies to all state colleges and community colleges. At Texas A&M, for example, that brings the price down from $26,000 a year to just $9,000.
In the great majority of cases, undocumented immigrant students don't take advantage of the in-state tuition because they basically don't go to college. And the reason is that they're not allowed to work.
Pia Arrhenius is vice president and senior economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Even a college graduate needs a work permit, so why offer the education benefit?
Because it has payoffs, not just to the individual, but also to society in general. We know that education is correlated with higher earnings, of course, but also with other things such as less incidence of crime, you know, family stability, and other positive side effects.
Right now, 20,000 students enrolled in Texas colleges are undocumented, according to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. That's fewer than 2%. Most of those students are in community or technical colleges. Raymond Paredes is the board commissioner, reached by phone in Austin.
So I've heard claims that these students are displacing native-born Texans in our colleges and universities. That's very much not the case. We have plenty of capacity in higher education in Texas.
In fact, economists have found that allowing undocumented students into colleges increases the enrollment of U.S. citizens, because many immigrant families have documented and undocumented members. Paredes says the undocumented students' success rate is similar to other low-income students.
For community colleges, the three-year completion rate is under 30%, and you would see that undocumented students would have similar numbers.
In other words, in-state tuition for undocumented students has been low cost and low benefit to Texas until 2 years ago.
This whole scenario has changed now that we have DACA.
Pia Arrhenius is referring to a shorthand for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a federal program that offers work permits and a path to legal residency to undocumented kids who were brought to the U.S. by their parents. 22-year-old Karen Alvarado is one of them.
We've been able to work, we've been able to drive, we've been able to do a lot of things that normal people do. Yeah, it's like before we were standing in the shadow and now we can actually go in the light.
She immigrated with her family from Mexico as a six-year-old. She didn't have much say in the matter. She graduated from MacArthur High School in Irving and went to North Lake College for an associate's degree. When President Obama announced DACA in 2012, she was working in the back of a corner bakery. Now she's a tutor in Irving ISD.
You study so hard to get a degree and then you can't actually work where you want to work because you don't have the papers or the number. And now that we have a number, now that we're someone, we can actually use what we worked so hard for.
The future of in-state tuition for undocumented Texas residents is out of her hands. Legislators on both sides of the issue have already filed bills supporting it or calling for its repeal. For Karen Alvarado and the tens of thousands of others who have taken advantage of it, the state's investment in their education is finally starting to pay off. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.